You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Greetings, it's Peggy. I am here with Ellen Marie Marsh. And listen, it's getting bleak. It's getting bleak, okay? Where are you, Ellen? What is happening in the world?
I mean, we just had a hurricane, which
murder hornets. We skipped murder hornets. I thought that was going to be a thing, and that actually did sound exciting. It would be just like a bump in this year because this year has been so bad.
Right. That was, I think the murder hornets actually saw 2020 and they like peaced out. They had no interest.
No, I understand. That tracks. Listen, today we're talking about, you know, all the episodes we did in the before times. Okay. Right. I just want to make that clear that we got together in the before times. We thought it was going to be a regular year. So we chatted with a bunch of dummies, and one of them is featured today. His name's Chris something, and he's Shockwave in Freestyle Love Supreme. He's a beatboxer.
Right. He's, I did because I met him and I have known about him. Yeah. And the fun thing about him being in Freestyle Love Supreme is there's a new documentary on Freestyle Love Supreme. Did you see it, Peggy?
Yes, I watched it. I did. He does actually a lot. He's like the backbone. I thought he was when I met him, I was like, he doesn't seem important. But actually, he's the backbone of Freestyle Love Supreme. Like they couldn't do it without him. Like Lin-Manuel is like, I need you, right. You know, which is pretty cool. You know, you wouldn't know if I'm talking to him, but he has a very important role.
Right. Did you like the documentary? Did you watched it? Like you finished
it? I love the documentary. There were no women in it, but outside of that, I thought it was wonderful.
Why do you think there were no women in it?
Well, it's just a group of buddies. I mean, cut them some slack. They just are a bunch of losers, like four losers, except Chris Jackson. Oh, what a dreamboat. And then the other four losers that are his buddies that hang around Chris Jackson.
Yeah.
And they formed a little club because they were like, no one, we don't have friends. And so let's do improv. Let's do hip hop. Let's do, you know. And so they made a little group of friends. They went to, where's that place in Edinburgh? Fringe Festival. I'm spoiler alert. They go to Fringe Festival. Lin-Manuel becomes famous, and then they do Freestyle Love Supreme. Some of those guys are just amazing.
Which one was your favorite? Obviously, Shockwave is the backbone of it. Who we're going to talk to today?
He's the backbone of it. Chris Jackson. Oof. My favorite one is Utkarsh. He's so dreamy.
So dreamy. Yeah,
he's brilliant. We should talk to him.
We could probably get him on, but I do want to point out something, Peggy. You know, it's, you know, weird for me to sit back as a spectator and really watch how people react to you. And I actually think that, Shockwave, Chris Sullivan is his name, probably liked you the least out of anyone.
Yeah, you know what? Alan, who works for BBN, he did not prepare him. I think he was trying to punk Shockwave, and I think it was amazing. It was wonderful. Thank you for doing that, Alan. Not Ellen, Alan. Yeah, right. You know, he was not prepared. Alan was like, come talk to my friend Peggy, and Shockwave showed up, and he was very shocked.
Yeah. How does that make you feel when people kind of like spend, you know, half an hour with you and then they actually kind of, you know, want to make that not happen ever again.
Yeah. Well, you know, lessons are learned every day. And it's wonderful to catch people in their real self. You know, they don't have time to fake it. They don't have time to be prepared. I rapped a little bit for him and he was pretty impressed. And
With you?
Yeah, with my freestyle. But you know, he usually only does beats.
Right.
So when it came to speaking, it was hard, you know? Didn't have much to say. But we got what we could.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, so you win some, you lose some in this business. You know what I mean? So yeah, we talked to him and I actually wish I'd asked him more about Lin-Manuel because, I mean, you know, he knows stars and Chris Jackson. Oh, what a dreamboat.
He is. Chris Jackson is probably the pinnacle. You know how Josh Henry is the pinnacle for
He's up there with Josh Henry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's up there with Josh Henry and they're both, I mean, they could just be two linebackers in a football game of passion.
Maybe one day Chris Jackson could be on the podcast.
I would love that.
And probably not. I don't want to get anybody's hopes like up, but I don't think,
I think he will.
I don't think he will.
I think he's going to be on the show.
I don't think he will.
In a few weeks, Chris Jackson's going to be on Getting Peggy with This. It's going to be wonderful.
Okay, don't announce that because then people will come back expecting it. And then it's just going to be me and you sitting here and people will riot at dawn. I think we've done a really, really spectacular intro. I think if people haven't stopped by now, we'll be lucky.
Yeah. So you are listening to Getting Peggy With It. This is Shockwave.
That was actually really good.
Thank you.
Getting Peggy With It.
Greetings, it's Peggy, and you're listening to Getting Peggy With It. I'm really excited that today we have a guy named Chris. Chris Sullivan, right?
Right.
Chris Sullivan, better known as Shockwave. How did you get the name Shockwave?
I was named after one of the Transformers, but it was actually named after Soundwave, the Decepticon of the Transformers.
He is one of Broadway's most famous beatboxers. There's only one.
Yes, well, there's two. We had two in our show.
Oh,
I was the principal. Kayla Milady is another one who is part of our show.
That's a lady.
Mm-hmm. That's her last name too. Milady. Yeah.
Great. So you're a principal on Broadway in what show? Tell us.
Freestyle Love Supreme. Preem.
Freestyle Love Supreme. Whatever that is.
Right. Exactly.
What is it? Tell us.
It's a play on the words from Love Supreme from John Coltrane, and it's freestyle because the entire show is improvised. Made up on the spot.
Okay, so just tell like me this. How that works.
I'm a beatboxer, and if it's either me and or Kayla, or we guest, and we have keyboard players, and we have MCs and singers, and we get suggestions from the audience, and it's all made up on the spot, the songs and the games that we play.
Wow. Yeah. So is there a theme or a format or anything in advance?
It's whatever the audience gives us. We have a structure that we play within, but it's all made up.
So you closed, right?
Yeah.
You closed. Aww.
By the time you're hearing this, we have closed.
Oh, that's too bad. So was that your Broadway debut?
It was.
Wow. And already closed.
Oh.
Usually we don't applaud for ourselves in the Broadway world, but you're new and now you're gone. So
it's fine. I already closed. So
you might never need to know. Yeah. But anyways, let's go back to the beginning. Tell me how you became a beatboxer.
Like 20 years ago, I got into a cappella and improv comedy. Those two things kind of came together.
Wow.
Yeah. And I grew up playing percussion. So it was like a mixing bowl.
And so do you practice a lot by yourself? Are you lonely?
I am lonely. Is that the same question?
Pretty much.
You can be lonely and not practice.
There's a lot of bad musicians that get a lot of tail and they suck.
Yeah. The shower is a great place, isn't it, to practice? And
yes, it is.
Do other things, like wash your body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Anyways, so how do you get better as a beatboxer?
Practice. 1,000 hours. 10,000 hours, they say, right?
Yes, 10,000 hours. Tipping point. Malcolm Gladwell. Mm-hmm. I know things. So tell me this. Who are your favorite drummers?
Ooh, favorite drummers. Jack DeJohnette.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
I mean, any kind of jazz player that can riff and make things up and accompany at the same time, making their fellow musicians look good. I think that's very important. So yeah. In our show, we have a soloist portion of it, but most of it is just accompanying and finding the breaks and the dropouts and making the lyricists look good. So any kind of musician who does that is good in my book.
What do you base your style around?
It's a good question. I don't know. I grew up playing.
Thank
you. Yeah, it's a really great. It's an excellent question.
Thank you.
I grew up playing. Wave. Yes, I like that. That's what my mom named me when I came out. It's like little Shockwave.
Really?
No.
Oh. Wow. So you were in Freestyle Love Supreme with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Heard of him?
Yeah. So is he on speed dial?
No, but it's his birthday today.
It's his birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he'll get more gifts and money he needs any.
More like just gifts, like GIFs. So we have a text thread, and it's all everybody sharing the classic birthday gifts. He's a big gift guy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Have you read his Twitter book?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. If you need, like, just use it instead of melatonin.
Yeah.
It's great for going to sleep.
Exactly. I haven't actually read it.
Yeah. But it's very twee. If you want to feel very precious about life, you can read it.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, you grew up in Foxborough, Mass.
Oh, you've done some research.
So you're a bit of a bro?
No. Not
no,
at all.
You're not a masshole?
I'm a bando.
Masshole?
Masshole, I'll take that.
And where did you study?
UMass Amherst. I went to college. So that's more bro than being in Foxborough.
Yeah, massholes. So what did you study?
Communication, like this right now. It's going so well.
Yeah, you're very quiet. You studied like speaking for film.
Yes.
Yes.
Although I've gotten zero gifts, zero.
You're obsessed with GIFs.
Yeah.
Is it GIFs or GIFs? Let's make a GIF of him.
What's the diffs?
Yeah, exactly. So why did you move to New York?
I don't know. To do something in the communication or entertainment. I didn't really know. I pursued improv when I got here, and then here we are today.
Pursued improv?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, People's Improv Theater, The Magnet, teaching improv, trying to have fun. Find what the comedy scene had to offer.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did it crush your spirit?
Yeah. So then I came to Broadway where it's much easier.
Ah, right. It said no one. Yeah. Different kind of crushing spirit. They do it with a smile.
Uh-huh. And a wave.
Yeah. To that end, have you ever waited tables?
I have not. The closest I got to in the service industry.
Late.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm going next, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Because, you know, what are you going
to
do?
What's a beatboxer to do?
So Electric Company, tell me about it.
I was one of the principal cast members on that, teaching kids how to read, putting consonants together. We filmed in 2009. It's still airing to today. So
is that like Up with People?
What's that?
Never mind. He's young.
I'm 40.
Listen, tell me about Freestyle Love Supreme. How did you get involved? How did they find you?
I sort of found them. It was recommended to go check out one of their shows. And
did they know you were white?
They did when they saw me because I checked them out. Yeah.
So you couldn't hide.
Yeah. Right. Well.
Yeah. So they saw you.
Yeah. I saw them again.
You saw them.
Yeah. I saw them. And
then you stalked Lin.
No, I said hi to Anthony after the show. And then we all started kind of just workshopping different ideas at the drama bookshop. Yeah.
And what was the journey to Broadway?
16 years.
Whoa, really?
Yep.
You were just a babe.
Yeah. 16 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know. So that's a long journey for one show.
Yeah. Well, we never thought we were going to Broadway. It was
none of us did.
Yeah. We still don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I would love to play a game called Fast Fire Faves.
Fast Faves.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a word and you tell me your favorite fast. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Food.
Hot dogs. It's not right.
Wow. Masshole. Album.
Enter Sandman.
Of course. Cocktail.
Manhattan.
Vacation spot.
Costa Rica.
Pet name.
Yoda.
Oh. Guilty pleasure.
Britney Spears.
Dancer.
Also
Britney Spears.
Jared Grimes.
Ooh, nice. Deep cuts. Singer.
You.
Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I'm so nervous.
Oh, wow. How did that get leaked? Rapper. Your favorite rapper.
At the moment, Kendrick Lamar.
Favorite animal?
Dog.
Lucky number?
7.
Mm. All right. Some real basic answers in there.
I'm a basic bro.
I know. That's what I heard. And you're really proving that true. All right. Listen.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I want to play a game called Lasting Impressions.
Lasting Impressions.
Okay. Did you study any acting when you came up?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, every actor, as we know, has to have a pocket full of impressions that they're always at the ready.
Oh, no.
All right? I can't wait to hear yours. Eminem.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm Eminem.
Will Ferrell.
Hey, I'm Will Ferrell.
Will Smith.
Hey, I'm Will Smith.
Karen Carpenter.
Hi, I'm Karen Carpenter.
She sings.
Hi, I'm Karen Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Diana Ross.
Hi, I'm Diana Ross.
Do you know any Diana Ross songs?
I'm not going to sing them, though. I'm the guy who doesn't do karaoke at the karaoke bar.
Mm-hmm. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Hey, I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That's actually all the other impressions sounded like Lin, except that one. Kanye West.
Hey, I'm Kanye West.
Cool. Fun game. So, Freestyle Love Supreme had a lot of guests. Christopher Jackson, W. Diggs. Who are your favorite guests to be on stage with?
We had Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen at the same
they
time.
They sound fun.
Yeah. Boring.
Boring.
But that was...
What did they do?
That was cool. they were interviewed about their love of each other as friends and working together for so long.
And then we rapped about it?
Then we made up a love song about them.
Oh. Okay, so take me through how you make a Freestyle Supreme
song.
Yeah, teach me how to rap. Beatbox.
It's not about rapping necessarily.
Teach me about beatboxing.
Yeah. Beatboxing, two words, boots and cuts. Say them.
Boots, cuts.
There you go. And then turn them from words into sounds.
Boots, cuts. Cuts.
More cut. More percussive buh.
Buh.
More deeper ooh.
Ooh.
And then a harder ts.
All right, do it.
You do it. Boots.
Boots.
And then do cuts.
Cuts.
Now do them over and over again in a rhythm.
Boot, cut, boot, cut, boot.
Pretty good.
It's harder than it looks. Boot, cut, boot, boot.
You got it. Just 10,000 hours. Can you do tongue pops like this, like, or clicks with your tongue? Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then can you hum out when you do it at the same time? And then do that at the same time? No, just the tongue pop. That's not a tongue. The tongue part.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I'm having trouble using my mouth. It's very strange.
I've noticed.
Where does that figure into it?
Which? So if you can breathe, if you can hum, you can also breathe at the same time and you can make other sounds at the same time.
If you can hum, you can breathe. And if you can breathe, you can dream. And if you can dream it, you can do it.
Sounds like you're getting closer to a rapper than I am.
Yeah. Okay. I like the boots and cats part.
Mm-hmm. Cuts.
Boots and cuts. Boots. Oh, I do boots and boots. Boots and cuts and boots and cuts and everybody learns how to rap today and everybody beatboxes today and boots and cuts and ooh. Yeah. Wow, I can imagine Helen Mirren being fire.
Oh, she killed it.
Yeah.
Mic drops everywhere.
Literally, show closes.
It was a limited run to begin with. What do these do?
So, we'll get to that later. Mind your business. Listen, you want to play with those now? That's fine.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. Oh, this is my director, Ellen. Ella Marie Marsh.
Hi, Ellen.
You probably never heard of her. She's never heard of you either, so
I haven't
fine.
Heard of myself.
All right, so why don't you take a couple of these, and why don't you act out a scene from 8 Mile? Do you know what 8 Mile is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's stereotypical.
Would you like to act out as a scene in another movie? You've Got Mail or a Shakespeare?
Oh, definitely You Got Mail.
Great. Wonderful.
Hmm.
Welcome to my shop.
Oh,
hello.
I was on a computer.
Show the camera. All right, there we go.
Oh, there's cameras.
Who are you?
Here?
Are you?
Hi.
Which one are you playing?
I'm Tom Hanks.
Do you remember his name?
Tom.
No.
No.
Do it with beats and do it with boots and cuts and raps. Or you do boots and cuts and I'll rap You've Got Mail.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, great. Hey, welcome to my shop. I own a bookshop. Do you like any books? No. You're a bad guy. Your last name is Fox. But ultimately, I will end up with you in the last episode of this show. Don't look for it yet. Wait, I thought I knew you from the internet. The internet is new on my AIM screen name. I can't tell you yet because I want to fall in love with the super suave guy. His name is Tom. Actually, I can't remember his real name, but maybe he's my true love. I'm lonely. I own books. That's great. Now, do you have to rap in your show as well?
I don't rap at all. No, I say some words here and there and I do a lot of underscoring, but I luckily don't have to do the amazing thing that you just did, which
Thank
was
you.
Rapping.
It
I use very
lot.
Little words, which is why I'm so great.
You
on
are
this
a
podcast.
Man of few words.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Let's go to a segment I like to call Actors Are Dumb.
Everybody knows actors are dumb.
Oh.
We'll see if you're as dumb as an actor, you know? Most actors can't answer simple trivia. We're going to see if you can, okay? What are baby porcupines called?
I don't know. I'd call them baby porcupines.
Mm-hmm. No, porcupets. That's actually
That's
really
real.
Cute. That's real.
Porcupabies.
Porcupets. When were the first Winter Olympics held?
1907.
1924. What's the primary ingredient in hummus?
Chickpeas.
That's good. You don't look like you eat vegetables. That's good. What's the body's largest organ?
The skin.
Wow, he's definitely not an actor.
The epidermis.
This last one's way too easy. What's P. Diddy's real name?
Oh, I don't know. Puff. Paul.
Sean Combs.
Oh, Sean.
Sean Puffy Combs.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You should know everything about beatboxers and rappers. Are there any other beatboxers in the world?
There's probably millions, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there are millions.
There probably are.
But no, yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah, there are.
It's not a real skill, you know? It's just something that you do.
Right.
But it's very sweet that you do it. Now, how do you make money?
I was just on Broadway, so
I Yeah, got, I know, but I that's done. I know how much Broadway actors get paid.
We probably
it's
got
not
paid.
A lot.
We probably got paid a little more than that.
So what are you doing next?
We're going to be touring the show, and we also are developing a school called Freestyle Love Supreme Academy that is helping to teach people to do the skill set that apparently you
can't
get a job with.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is a great skill for children. That's great. Nobody knows how to do their taxes or clean the toilet or do anything for their life, but let's teach them to beatbox. It's wonderful. That's great. Yeah. So do you have imposter syndrome?
Imposture?
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to be somebody else?
Uh-huh.
No.
Everybody does. Oh, you don't?
Not that I know of.
Mm. That's not imposter syndrome. What? Wanting that you are being something you don't think you are? You should get on mic if you're going to intrude. Nice socks.
That's not imposter syndrome, Peggy.
Then what is it, Ellen?
Imposter syndrome is when you think you don't deserve to be where you are, and it's just a fluke.
Oh,
that you are where you are.
He definitely feels that then, probably.
Like, you don't deserve to be where you are. That's imposter syndrome.
Shockwave. Mm. If you could, would you turn back?
Turn back?
Yeah.
To when?
And not do this life?
I'm pretty happy with my life. Yeah, I'm pretty, I wouldn't turn back, no. Maybe I'd turn back before this podcast was being recorded.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And say no.
What's the worst theater job you've ever had, even though you've just had one job? What's the worst theater job you've ever had? And why?
Selling tickets at the box office at the Cape Cod Playhouse.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. Don't you think you'd make more money waiting tables?
Maybe. I used to be an ice cream man. I made a lot of money doing that.
Oh, with a truck and everything?
Yeah.
Did you beatbox to it?
To it? Like look at it and beatbox at it?
Like that. Yeah, that would have been actually useful.
Yeah.
Are you in therapy?
Not currently. I have seen a therapist, though, and plan to. Again, just because I think everybody should have someone to talk to.
Everybody should have a therapist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hear me now and believe me later. Listen, do you have a podcast?
I used to.
Yeah. What was it?
It was called Shock and Awesome.
Uh-huh. What was it about?
Me and another musical guest. And I try to make them look good, perform with them and do music and find out what got to the heart of their creative
spirit.
About
their journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
boring.
Wonderful.
Boring.
Boring. Every single podcast is about a journey.
Mm.
Yeah. How about the bowl of questions?
Bowl of questions.
Bowl of questions. Bowl of questions.
All right.
Jack-o'-lantern of questions.
Where was your last vacation?
Upstate New York for Thanksgiving.
Okay. And your ideal vacation is Costa Rica, you said?
It was. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. What do you do there?
Surfing.
You surf?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't look like a surfer.
I mean, I don't look like a lot of things.
They don't really bring that to Massachusetts. Yeah. You look like you go and order a hot dog at the stadium.
Right. Go Pats.
Yeah. You fit the bill.
Yeah.
Anything else, Ellen?
Did you do lasting impressions?
I did.
Are you mad at us?
I'm not mad.
What are you?
I'm just, you know.
He's very neutral.
It's like the feeling when you have a dream where you're naked in front of the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like tofu. He takes on the taste of what's around him. The flavor. All right, tell us. We're going to do a segment called Tell Us What You Really Think. Okay, we're going to turn off the cameras. You don't need to worry about this getting out. And you can really tell us how you feel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lin-Manuel.
Is this in one word or just...
What do you really... He's not that fun, right? He's a tyrant.
No, he's...
He screams.
He's kind of like a friend of yours that got famous and he stayed the way he was from the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty boring.
Let's improv one of his tweets, shall we?
Yeah. Good morning, world. When life gives you lemons, make something great with it, like lemonade.
Good morning, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you, little guy who doesn't think they can make it. Yeah, I got your back, you. Go be the best you. Love, Lynn.
Good night. I hope when you sleep tonight, you think about how you have made an impact in the world. And if ever, people love you. Love, Lynn.
Yeah. Actually, these are more profound than Lynn's. And more funny. And he has a whole book of them. So fun. It's wonderful when people like that become billionaires.
It's great. And your boss.
Yeah, and your boss. So he sounds like a fun friend. Is there anything you'd like to ask me or tell our listeners at home?
What's one of your dreams in life?
Oh, one of my dreams in life. I really need to meet more Tony winners. I meet a lot of Tony losers, and I just need to meet more Tony winners.
You should have James Monroe Iglehart on the show.
Yes, I should. Yeah. Do you know him?
Yeah, he's in Freestyle Love Supreme.
Okay, great. Can you tell him you had a great time?
I'll tell him that.
Yay! Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, obviously, I would be even tougher on him. Mm-hmm. Just more material.
Right.
And it would be so fun better to
career,
talk to him.
Yeah, more money.
Career, more money, yeah. Just generally more charming.
Yeah.
And, I'd love to ask him so many questions.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Any advice you want to give to people about life?
Just keep doing something, whatever it is, long enough and something will happen.
16 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any advice about a career in music?
Similar to what I just said. But I would also say, just show up. That's 99% of it. It's like, I showed up to this.
You did.
Yeah.
You didn't do any research ahead of time, and that's on you.
Yeah.
So this has been wonderful for both of us. Mm-hmm. I am Peggy. This is Getting Peggy With It. And we've been talking to Shockwave, also known as Chris Sullivan.
It's been great.
You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Alan Seals and directed by Ella Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Alan Seals and Ella Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy! One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.